Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Kadshe Kadshim. Animals which are in the category of Kadshe Kadshim, the highest level of Kedusha, as we discussed in the last chapter, or even if they are Kadshim Kalim, Sheshachton B'Rosh HaMizbeach, that instead of shechting it on the north side of the Mizbeach, where Kadshe Kadshim are supposed to be shechted, or in anywhere in the Azara, where Kadshim Kalim are supposed to be shechted, instead, the person brought the animal up the ramp onto the Mizbeach, and he did the Shechita on the Mizbeach itself. Rabbi Yossi says, Ki'ilu nishchatu batzafon. We consider it, by Torah law, as if they were shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach, although it wasn't. But since the Pasuk does talk about Shechita as vizavachta alav, that you should sacrifice them on the Mizbeach, therefore, it's possible to actually shecht the Kabbonis on the Mizbeach, despite the fact that it's not actually on the northern half of the Azara. Now, the Yachin points out that Midrabanan, by rabbinic law, we don't shecht animals on top of the Mizbeach. The reason is because we're afraid Shema Yarbitz Gilalim. Maybe the animal will relieve itself, and that would be disrespectful to the Mizbeach, and therefore, they instituted that all of the shechting was always done on the floor around the Azara, not on the actual Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi says, if you shecht it on the actual Mizbeach, at any point on the Mizbeach, including the Mizbeach, which is in the southern half of the Azara, it is considered kosher even for Kadshe Kadshim. Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda says, no. Michetzi HaMizbeach V'Latzaf, on the northern half of the Mizbeach, that is Kitzafon. That would have the status of the north side of the Azara. Mechatzi HaMizbeach V'Ladarom, but the half of the Mizbeach facing south, Kedarom, that would have the status of the south. And therefore, Kadshe Kadshim only can be brought on the shechted on the northern half of the Azara. Kadshim Kalim only can be brought on the southern half of the Mizbeach, because they're allowed to be brought anywhere in the Azara. Now the Mishnah continues. Ha-minachos. When one is bringing a karban mincha, a mincha is an offering which includes flour, oil, very often incense, which was all put together into a kli shares. Then the kohen would take his hand, then he would take out a kemitza, he would take his three fingers and wrap them over the mincha and take out part of the flour for the Mizbeach. So ha-menachos ha-yunik matzos b'chol makam ba-azara. That process of the kemitza can be done at any point in the Azara. V'nechalin lefnim min ha-kloyim. The rest of the mincha may be eaten by the Kohanim anywhere inside of the curtains, meaning inside of the Azara, anywhere. L'zichrei kohuna tamel Kohanim b'chol machol. It can be prepared in any way. They can cook it, they can bake it, liyom v'layla, and it's eaten only for that day and the subsequent night, ad chatzos, up until chatzos. Mishnah Beis. Chatas ha'ov ha'yanais ha'sanasis al keren deroimis ma'arobis. A bird which was being brought as a carbon chatas. That was done upon the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Though, b'chol makayim ha'isak shera, could have been done anywhere. The malika, the shechting of it could have been done anywhere. Elazeh haya mekayma, but this was the place where it was actually done. Now, although an animal was shechted with a knife, a bird was shechted by means of using a sharp fingernail, which was put into the back of the bird's neck. And that malika was what we're discussing being done at the southwestern corner. The Kohen would stand on the ground by the southwestern corner for three things. He would stand on top of the Mizbeach at the southwestern corner for an additional three things. Milmatan, when he was below on the ground, he did the Chata Sa'if. There he would do the Malika by shechting it with his finger, doing Malika. Veha hagashos. In addition, he would do the bring the mincha with the kli to that corner of the mizbeach on the ground. Vishiyari hadam, an extra blood, which after the zrikas hadam, after the applications that we discussed in the last parak, and we said the blood was left over, and it was put on the southern yisod. that was done on the southern Yesod, but on the western side of the south end of the Mizbeach. Mil Malon, now the north, the top of the north of the southwestern corner, there the Kohen would stand upon the Mizbeach and do Nisuch Hamayim. On Sukkot, they would take water from the Ma'ayan HaShiloach, and they would do the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They would pour the water through the tubes that were on that corner, and the water would spill down into a large empty area underneath the Mizbeach. Vehayayin, or the daily bringing of wine, which is brought together with the Karban Tamid, that too was poured down, those tubes, down into the Shisin, which was a cavity below the floor of the Azara. Ve'oilas ha'oif, kishihi rabba b'mizrach. And in addition, they would also process there the oila, a carbon oila, which was a bird, if there was no room on the southeastern corner. Meaning, if there were many Kohanim already operating at the southeastern corner, which was the right place for the oila sa'of, then the Kohen would be allowed to move over to the southwestern corner and process the oila sa'of on top of the Mizbeach.